In 2023, U.S. border agents were trying to process 10,000 migrants wanting to cross into the U.S. from Mexico every day. In April 2024, that number was significantly down, which is surprising because crossings typically rise in spring as it gets warmer. But as the Boston-based news program The World reports, it's not that the migrants stopped coming, it's that they're increasingly stuck in Mexico. Huehuetoca is a rural village about 40 miles north of Mexico City. This place would go unnoticed if it weren't for the hundreds of migrants who come here every day, looking for a place known as El Basurero, or the landfill. El Basurero doesn't show up on most maps, but everyone here knows about it. So I ask for directions. When I arrive, I see there is indeed a huge landfill with trucks and workers bringing in the garbage. The reason why migrants come here is to catch cargo trains going to the north of Mexico. The trains often stop here for several minutes to change tracks, and people jump on the roof and ride for 20 hours or more. Dozens of migrants are waiting for the next train. The schedule changes every day, and it's subject to mystery and speculation. There's one coming at 3 p.m., says Andreina Rodriguez. She comes from Venezuela and is here with her daughter, Ashley, who's 6 and very excited about the train. Ashley sees riding the train as an adventure, but the adults are well aware of the dangers. There's the risk of falling and losing an arm or leg. There is hypothermia or heat stroke after being exposed to the elements for so many hours. But in recent months, the trains have become a preferred transportation mode for migrants heading to the U.S. And that's because the Mexican government started making it harder for undocumented migrants to cross the country on their way to the U.S. The National Authority for Migration has suspended providing humanitarian permits that allow for people to transit. Without those permits, the migrants can't buy bus tickets. Truckers and other motorists face fines if they give rides to undocumented people. And there are immigration checkpoints along the highway and on public buses. In the first 2 months of the year, Mexico said it detained 3 times more migrants than the same period last year. Josmar Garcia, another migrant from Venezuela in the landfill, says he had to walk for days and sometimes bribe police officers to board public buses and get to Mexico City. He was lucky because he had some money. Migrants who get caught without money are sent to the south of Mexico, which has its own dangers. Members of organized crime have set up operations there, and migrants are often robbed, kidnapped, and extorted. Andreina Rodriguez says Mexico has been the most difficult part of her journey. She tells me she was advised to take birth control pills because rape is common in Mexico. By traveling on these trains, the migrants are hoping to avoid immigration authorities and cartel members. After waiting for 7 hours, a group of construction workers repairing the tracks yelled that the train is finally coming. People grab their belongings and run to the train. Their faces show a mix of fear and excitement. The train stops for a few minutes to switch tracks, and the migrants climb up to the roof. Once they're there, they take selfies and wave at us. The next morning, I checked in with Josmar Garcia and Andreina Rodriguez to see if they made it to the north of Mexico. They said immigration officials stopped the train about an hour after leaving the landfill. They forced the migrants off the train and onto a bus that headed back to the south of Mexico, except for those who could pay bribes. Josmar says he gave the officers everything he had, about $300, and they let him stay in the area. Now he's working in construction to save money and continue northward. Andreina did not have the money, and she was bused back south with her daughter and the rest of the migrants. She told me that she's determined to reach the U.S. with her daughter, and they will cross Mexico as many times as it takes to get there.